Everybody ready? You guys ready to breathe? Okay, wonderful. Let's do it together. Pranayama, deep breathing, feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Interlace the fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin. Make sure the chin and knuckles are together like glue throughout the breathing exercise. Concentrate one point in front of you, hold the stomach in. Begin inhaling, please, elbows lift up towards the ceiling. While you're inhaling, suck in your stomach. Try to expand the rib cage as much as you can to both sides of the chest. Now exhale, breathing, open your mouth, push the chin slowly back with your knuckles. The shoulders drop down, the chest stays lifted, hands come together and elbows together. Inhale, head down slowly, elbows lift up. Keep the maximum body weight on your heels, middle inner thighs pressed together. Now exhale, lift up the center of the chest, push your chin slowly back with the knuckles. Look for the wall behind you, get a nice tight grip, elbows come together. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, breathing, one, chest up, two, three, look way back, four, five, elbows come together, six, hold it. Inhale, breathing again, suck in your stomach. Maintaining complete depression of the abdominal wall, ribcage expanding to both sides of the chest. Now exhale, lift the chest, push the chin slowly back. You can push your hips a little forward, just make sure the spine stays straight, no backward bending at the waist. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three, look way back, four, five, six, hold it. Inhale by the throat. Try to take in the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the inhale, maximum expansion of your rib cage. Good, now exhale by the throat. Try to remove the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the exhale, elbows together. Inhale, one, chin down, two, three, halfway, four, five, elbows higher, six. Exhale, breathing, one, look back, two. Three, keep the chest lifted as much as you can. Elbows come together. Inhale, separate and lift your elbows slowly. At the same pace, you're bringing the chin down, synchronized with the inhale. Exhale, push the chin slowly back. Now, as you get towards the end of the exhale, use your extra strength. Suck in your stomach, breathe out even more. Inhale, one, two, three, four, five, six. Exhale, one, look back, two, three, four, five, six, hold it. Inhale, head down. A couple more in the first set. Suck in your stomach, press the middle, inner thighs together, maximum body weight on the heels. Exhale, push the chin with your knuckles. The chin resists the knuckles, so the head goes slowly back. Palms together, elbows touch. One more, please. Inhale, breathing. The more you suck in the stomach, the more you breathe in, the more of your lungs you will use. Exhale, chest up, push the chin slowly back. The shoulders can drop down, but keep the elbows lifted, breastbone lifted. Exhale as much as you can, hold it. Very good, change arms down to the side. Stand tall. Very nice, second set, interlace your fingers, knuckles underneath the chin. Now, stand a little taller. Hold the stomach in. Begin, inhale, breathing, elbows lift up. The chin presses down into the fingers a little bit, helping you stretch the fingers. Exhale, breathing, now push the chin. Use your strength of the hands to push the head back. But the chin resists, and this resistance helps you strengthen your neck. Inhale, now the chin pushes into the fingers. The fingers resist. This also helps you strengthen the neck. Exhale, push your chin with the knuckles. The repeated backward bending and straightening of the neck moves the entire length of the spinal cord a little bit. Wonderful internal movement. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, one, look back, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Inhale again, head down. Suck in your stomach, tightening up. Hold it in, ribcage expanding and visible to both sides of the chest. Exhale, push the chin slowly back. Make sure the end of the exhale gets stronger and stronger than the beginning. A little more stomach in, elbows together. Inhale, chin pushes into the fingers. Remember, the neck and the fingers, they're all connected. Exhale, push the head back. Your hands are your neck. Your fingers are the ends of your neck in a certain sense. Elbows come together at the end, hold it. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, halfway, 4, 5, 6. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Inhale again. Try to make the same steady sound, same flow of air in by the throat for the entire 6 counts. Exhale, push the chin back. This took me many years to be able to keep the flow of air steady, all of the 6 counts. Palms together, elbows together. Inhale, breathing, especially the inhale. One of the tricks is just bring a little bit of air in at the beginning and then try a little harder at the end. Now exhale, just let a little bit of air out at the beginning of the exhale. And as you get further towards the end, use your strength to push the air out. Inhale, just let it slowly leak in by the throat. It's almost like you have to restrict the inhale. And now try harder to inhale. Exhale, mouth open, push the chin back. So the throat controls it. The throat can restrict it. You can also let it go to push out more air. Inhale, 1, 2, 3. Stomach in, 4, 5. Elbows higher, help lift the chest. Exhale, 1. Look back, 2, 3. Push the chin, 4. Look way back, 5, 6. Inhale, head down. Towards the end of the second set, it's all right if you feel a little dizzy or a little struggle at the end of the inhale. Good. Now exhale, push the chin back. You're just pushing that edge a little bit, testing the limit, increasing the limit day by day, just the tiniest bit at a time. Last one, please. Inhale, arms look good, Michelle. Suck in your stomach. Tightening up, everybody. Rib cage expanding more and more. Exhale, chest up, push the chin slowly back. Now keep the breastbone lifted. Spine looks good, Amy. Extra stomach in at the end, please, everybody. Exhale as much as you can. Great. Arms down to the side. Stand as tall and as strong and as still as you can, but also there's relaxation. Relax the shoulders and the face. All right, now concentrate in the breathing as we start the postures. First is half moon, Ardha Chandrasana. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release your pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath, stretch up as tall as you can. You can do your warm-up right and left several times, stretching up as tall as you can, trying to touch the ceiling, especially when you come up through the middle. As you're doing this warm-up, just make sure the breathing stays steady, in and out by the nose, eyes focus forward. Now, when you can't stretch up anymore, come back up. Stop in the middle, please. Push your hips a little bit forward, opening up the hips and pelvis, arms back and chin up. Suck in your stomach, take a deep breath, push your hands and breastbone up towards the ceiling, slowly bend your upper body to the right, maintaining body weight to the heels. Push your hips to the left without bending the knees, all of this without bending the elbows or the knees. Come down to create a stretch all over the left side of the body, inside out. Bones to the skin. Cheryl, that looks good. Very good arms, all the way up to the fingertips. As you come down more, make sure the weight stays to the heels. And initially, when you start to get a little more flexible, you might hesitate to go to your depth because it is challenging to go to your limit of flexibility and hold it. But this is what we're working on. If you have some flexibility to go there, that's great, but then we're trying to build the strength to hold it. So go to where it's a challenge to hold it, then try your best to hold it. Suck in your stomach, squeeze your grip. Come down, push your hips a little bit more, keeping the hips in one line. Left hip forward, right shoulder a little bit forward, opening up the chest. Now at the end here, when you inhale, squeeze your grip, reach out to the right, exhale, come down, push your hips to the left. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Weight on the heels, hips forward, arms back and chin up. Now take a deep breath, the hands and center of the chest go up. Imagine 6 inches more, slowly bend your upper body to the left, really bending the spine to the left without bending the elbows. Push your hips to the right without bending the knees. And you create this absolutely straight line from the side. So you truly bend the spine without twisting it. Now suck in your stomach, weight to the heels, middle inner thighs, press together. Come down a little more until you feel the limit of your stretch. And then I realize you might not be able to hold it initially because the strength and endurance might not be there yet. But every time you go there and try to hold it, then you just hold it one split amount of a second longer, getting stronger as you go. Push your hips to the right side, keeping the body weight to the heels. Right hip forward so both hips stay in one line parallel to the front wall. And then left shoulder, armpit, chest forward, opening the chest. Take a deep breath, reach out to the left side, exhale, come down, push, everyone, push, suck in your stomach, push. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Ardha Chandrasana is really a back bend. Those are just the side ones. Take a deep breath, they're the perfect warm-up. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Now immediately bring your arms back towards your ears. Try to touch the wall behind you. So first you look at the wall, notice what you're looking at, point towards that spot, and now push your hands beyond the face. Try to touch the spot you're looking at. When the arms and head won't go anymore back, take a deep breath. As you exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push the thighs forward, standing tall. So without bending the knees, maximum weight on the heels. Everybody reach back, arms back. Breathing normally, try to touch the wall behind you. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. Next is hands to feet pose, take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, slowly come forward. You can bend your knees if you need to. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. Always suck in your stomach when bending forward, please. And once you're down there, if you need a little warm-up, move your hips right and left a few times. Bend the right knee, then the left, right and left, back and forth. Exhale, breathing, circle your hands around behind your feet, scoop up the heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles throughout the entire posture, please. Now pull on the heels to stretch your body down. Stomach on the thighs. Chest on the knees. Face on the legs below the knees. So there's no gap anywhere between your upper body and the legs. Now, roll forward a little bit so the body weight is more to the toes. When you exhale, push the knuckles and the balls of the feet down. So the upper body slides down the legs. Top of that gets closer to the tops of the feet. Pull on the heels. Push your upper body to the legs. Knees go back. Try to lock your legs. Release your heels. Bring the hands back around on the floor until they're together in front of you. Interlace the fingers and arms and head lift up. Arms, head, neck, spine all together. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Exhale, arms down to the sides. Again, try to stand tall. I know it's a lot. We've just shifted the circulation. Bent the spine, right? Squeezed and compressed and stretched a lot of soft tissue. All right, second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Weight to the heels. Back up the pelvis, you reach down a little bit to make the straight line from the side. Inhale, go up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, please. Bend your spine to the right. Arms go with the spine, but the arms also help you. So some fatiguing is necessary in the posture, some fatigue with the arms. Tremendous sometimes at first, but squeeze the grip. If the shoulders or neck are a little bit tired or tight, use your hands. You have quite a bit of control of your fingers. It's just our nature. So squeeze the grip and reach. Use your strength of the hands, strength of the arms in order to pull the shoulders into the side bend. Now suck in your stomach. Come down for five, breathing normally. Four, inhale up high into the chest. Three, lift up the chin. Two, exhale, suck in your stomach, come down. One, inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Reset, weight to the heels, take a deep breath, stretch up and overbend your spine into the left. Your arms are here to help you. And keeping the arms over the head, go ahead, bend to the left, push your hips to the right. Keeping the arms over the head actually makes you use your abdomen more comprehensively. If you just had your hand, you know, your left hand down on the hip and the right hand reaching, that would be nice. That would be easier. But when we keep the left arm up, we insist that more of the left side of the abdominal wall muscles are used in connection with the breathing and in connection with the arm. So we're trying to keep it all integrated here. Come down a little more, keeping the hips in one line, parallel to the front wall. Right hip forward. Now bring the left shoulder, armpit, chest a little forward. Try one more chin up, arms back, everyone on an inhale. Good, Resham, come down, suck in your stomach, push your hips to the right. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Backward bending, take a deep breath, full inhale, drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you, and immediately arms go back. So almost head and then arms, without any time passing, push your hands beyond the face for 10 counts, look all the way down the wall, 9, push your hands back. 8. Elbows stay straight. 7. Take a nice deep breath. 6. As you push your hips forward. 5. Keep the weight to the heels. 4. 3. Reach back a little more. 2. One more. Hips forward. Go back. 1. Inhale. Breathe in. Come back up. Stop in the middle. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. You can bend the knees. Hands on the floor in front of you, please. as slowly as you need to, but as quickly as you can is a good way to be in the present moment with your capability, truly, posture by posture, breath by breath. Circle your hands around behind you, scooping up the heels, pinky fingers touching each other side by side, elbows behind the legs, throughout the posture, touching the calf muscles. Now you pull and push at the same time. Pull on the heels initially just to figure out how to even get the body in this position. This is not something we do until we do it, right? It's not like walking or sitting on the ground, which we just figure out. This is something we really have to be present for. Pull on the heels, push the knees back. Now, when you exhale, press the knuckles and the balls of the feet down into the floor. Good, Rachel, that's good. And when you do that, elbows back. And when you do that, press the upper body to the legs. And when you do that, whole upper body slides down. So on your last exhale, do everything all at once. Knuckles, toes, elbows, upper body slides down, lock the knees. I know you can do all that at once. Come on up. Hey, it takes more time for me to say it than for you to try it, right? All right, come back up. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. And arms down to the side. And you can be relaxed while you're trying all of it at once. That's so key. Maybe not when you start. That's okay if you're freaking out a little bit. When you try all those things at once, that's okay. If you just practice and stick with it, it'll happen. Awkward posture. Right foot step out to the right 6 inches. Feet parallel to each other throughout the posture, please. Inhale, arms up parallel to the floor. Tricep muscles contracted. All 5 fingers together on each hand. Now take a deep breath. Exhale, suck in your stomach. Sit down, feet flat position. 100% body weight on your heels. You stick your hips out behind you. Try to get the tops of the thighs parallel to the floor. Distribute the weight equally from the inside to the outside of both feet. And now suck in your stomach, tightening up ribcage visible from the front. Lift your chest up. Bring your entire upper body back. Try to fall down backwards and sit down just once more, a little lower in the chair. Inhale, breathing, come up, arms stay there. For the second part, stand up on your tiptoes as high as you possibly can go. Suck in your stomach, lift your entire chest, whole spine, and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Focus one point in front of you, eyes don't move, and sit right down on the tops of the toes. Thighs parallel to the floor, push the big toes down, heels up. Push the big toes down, knees up. Holding the stomach and stretch your entire spine up towards the ceiling. Hold here for 3. Push the heels up more, 2. Make sure you're sitting in the chair. 1. Inhale, come up. All right. Heels down, keep your arms there. Now bring your knees together. Body weight rolls forward to the toes. Inhale, stomach and stretch your entire spine up towards the ceiling. Sit down slowly, please begin. Without leaning forward and without leaning backwards. So keep the knees together. Tremendous control of your abdominal wall. So that includes sucking in the stomach. It includes lifting the spine and chest up towards the ceiling. Arms parallel to the thighs when you're sitting all the way down, thighs parallel to the floor, and the spine upright in the middle. So from the side, you have 90-degree angles, 3 sides of a square. Inhale, breathing slowly. Come up, keeping the knees together all the way up. Holding the stomach in as you come up. Very good. Right foot back to the left, arms down to the side. Take a nice deep breath in and exhale by the nose. Second set, begin please. Right foot step out 6 inches. Inhale, arms up parallel to the floor. Not only triceps, nothing loose, nothing hanging, but the whole arm. Totally alive, energized, stretching. Exhale, stomach in. Sit down please. Stick your hips out behind you. Tops of the thighs are the seat of the chair. So you try to get all the way down there. And now, in time, upper body becomes more upright. It takes a tremendous amount of strength, but you can always go in that direction. More weight to the heels. That's it. Upper body, lean back, way back. Stretch forward once more. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms stay right there. Go all the way up on the tiptoes, as high as you can. All the way. Just keep going up more. At some point, you'll surprise yourself how high you can go on the toes. Exhale, stomach, and sit down. For 10 counts, get all the way down there and freeze. 9, heels up. 8, push the big toes down. 7, ankles press forward. 6, upper body back. 5, Lindsay's spine is perfectly straight. 4, hips forward, upper body back. Amy and Kevin, a little bit more. 3, heels up. 2, lean back. 1, nice effort. Yes, inhale, breathing. Come up, heels down. Third part, come up a little bit on your toes. Bring the knees together. Inhale, stretch your entire spine up towards the ceiling. Sit down slowly. 10 counts minimum. This posture always reminds me of this book that I just started reading recently, but this person is talking about doing your best work, okay? And when you're doing your best work, and when you're doing awkward pose, You're always on the verge of failing. You're always on the verge of falling. And it's true in awkward pose, and I feel that it's quite true in many life challenges. You're pushing yourself. You don't know exactly how far. So yeah, you wobble and sometimes you fall, but then you learn the new limit. And so right here, when you start to come up, figure it out. What am I going to do? How am I going to not lean forward? I'm going to figure it out, and I'm going to fall a few times on the way, and that's just how it's going to be. Right foot back to the left, arms down to the side. Take a nice deep breath. Instead of avoiding that wobbly bit, right? Instead of avoiding the, I don't know if I'm going to be able to hold this. Let me just try. Eagle posture. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Thumbs towards the face. Pinky fingers on the outside. Pull your elbows down. Suck in your stomach. Bend your knees. Please sit down as low as you can. Body weight on the heels. Upper body back a couple of inches. Stay down there nice and low. Right leg lift up over the left leg as high as possible. Cross your legs each other. Twist like ropes. Right foot will go behind the left calf muscle. If it doesn't go yet, just sit down a little lower in the chair. Keep your body weight to the heel as you sit down more. Pull the elbows straight down towards the navel and lift your chest up so your upper body comes back. Stand up slowly, please, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Thumbs towards the face. Pull your elbows straight down. Fingertips should not go above the nose. Go ahead. Sit down in the chair, please. Body weight to the heels. Upper body back a couple of inches. Stay down here. Try to move only the left leg. So ideally, you're not standing. You're sitting all the way down and just leg comes up and over, wraps around. Once the foot goes behind the calf muscle, try to eliminate any gap between the ankle and calf muscle. As you sit down, keep the body weight to the heel. Pull the elbows straight down towards the navel. At the same time, lift your chest up so you feel the pressure between the upper arms and the chest. Sit down more, twist like ropes. Upper body once more back at the end. Come up, please. Feet together, raise some nice posture. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Get your best grip, even if it's interlaced. Just grab it tightly, pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach, sit down in the chair, please, weight to the heels. Stay down there, right leg. Try to move only the right leg. Just lift it up and over without standing up, which is one of those things that you might be avoiding without realizing. You're avoiding it because you feel, well, that'll be wobbly. I don't want to fall. Yeah, I know. But when you try it and you wobble, then you catch yourself. That's exactly how you get improved coordination, strength, and balance. Now, once the legs are crossed, top knee to the right. Try to straighten out the right wrist. Sit down more, twisting like ropes. You feel the pressure in the arms and legs. Come up, please. Feet together. Last one. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach, bend your knees. Please sit down in the chair, weight to the heels. Can you sit any lower? The question is out there. Okay, stay down there. Can you stay down there, left leg over the right leg? Maybe yes, maybe no. But try it. Really an honest try. The honesty with ourselves in here is profound. Can I? I don't know. Am I talking myself out of it? Oh, maybe I was. Okay, we are looking in the mirror on all these levels, not just the contours of the body and the alignment of the muscles and bones. Okay, we are looking at ourselves. Sit down a little bit more, upper body back, hold it there. Come up, please. Feet together, inhale, arms over the head. Great, arms down to the side. Party time. This morning when I was practicing, I had this old question I've heard so many times from my teachers, especially Bikram. What is the most important thing in your life? And my other yoga teachers too. What is the most important thing in your life? Right? You might think, oh gosh, I got to pick. Oh no. Oh, this is, oh shoot. What is the most important thing in my life? The answer is your life. Your aliveness. Not all the things we call our life, like our job and our house and our people. That's wonderful. But without our livingness, our life, we don't have any of that. So here we are in yoga practice. In my experience, we experience our livingness in our life so much when we're doing yoga. So let's continue. And then we can take care of all the other wonderful decorations of our life, right? When our life is more alive. Standing head to knee. I don't know if that's a thing, but that's what I'm going to propose. Right leg up, thigh parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath. Exhale, round the spine forward. Pick up your right foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip. Nice tight grip. Please don't lose it. Now concentrate on your standing leg. Push your left knee back until it's perfectly straight. Distribute the weight equally all over the left foot, entire leg locked, solid concrete, unbroken. Now on an inhale, slowly, gently, right leg lift up and stretch forward until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. No higher, no lower. Take a deep breath, kick the right heel forward at the same time you suck in the stomach. All five toes turning in, the foot goes beyond perpendicular to the floor. So turn all the toes, big toe and all the little toes. Once you can balance with both legs locked, then only bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows will go down below the calf muscle. Hold here, kick the heel forward, keep the shoulders relaxed, please. Change again. Sadri, that's very steady. Right foot down, arms down. Left leg lift up. Take a nice deep breath. Exhale, suck in your stomach, round the spine forward, grab the left foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip. Focus on one point. Eyes do not move. Lock the standing leg. On an inhale, left leg lift up and stretch forward slowly and gently until the entire left leg is parallel to the floor. Maintain the standing leg like a lamppost. The entire leg solid. That's it, Amy. More weight comes forward by using the back of your standing thigh all the way up, very close to your butt cheek. That part lifts and pushes forward. Very nice. Now, once both legs are locked, then only bring your elbows down. Elbows touch the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. Keep the eyes steady. Even if you fall or wobble, you don't need to look at anything different. Take your time to come out of it. Arms straighten. Bend the left knee, feet together. Now, there are many ways to fall, right? There's so many options. Some people insist on not falling, and they hop around like this a lot, and that's fun. Hey, that's a way to be determined. They're like, I'm not going to touch my foot on the floor. Today I fell out of the posture and I realized what I did. I was trying to get to the fourth part and I just lost it. But my leg just swung back here. I picked it up again and then I grabbed it in front of me again. That's another option, to stay on one leg. That was a little bit, you know, dramatic. But if you're falling too, you can just tap the toe and pick up the foot. Oh, my toe touched. Okay, now I'm back in the posture. So we're going towards simple. Simple. Second set, please. Pick up the right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers. Now, ideally, you stay on the leg. Be determined to stay on one leg. So, just see what that is going to be right now. Inhale, breathing, right leg lift up and stretch forward. Sometimes you have a fast, unexpected fall. Sometimes you're wobbling the whole time. Anyway, just use your mind, use your concentration. Try to keep only one foot on the floor. Once both legs are locked, elbows press down. If your elbows go below the calf muscle and you can still balance there with both legs locked, tuck your chin to the chest. That's good, Keith. Stay here depth-wise. Drop the shoulders down. Don't go any further with the elbows. Just drop the shoulders. Kick the heel forward. Contract the top of both thighs. Take your time to come out of it. Please head up. Then straighten the arms. Yep, that's good. Straightening the arms, Keith. Right foot down, feet together. And look, you didn't even fall. Pick up the left foot, but you were prepared. You were mentally prepared. Go ahead, pick up the left foot in front of you, last one. All 10 fingers included with the grip. Just one tiny bit of a step ahead of yourself sometimes in these balancing postures. Hey, what am I going to do? I'm not going to fall, but if I do, I've got a way to move. Left leg lift up. Kick the heel forward. Suck in your stomach. Both legs locked and you feel, you know, the livingness, the aliveness of both thighs. You feel them talking to you, and the elbows can come down. This is part of the aliveness. You feel your body parts so much more. Hold here for five. Go to your limit. Four. That's good, Keith. Now drop the shoulders. Three. Suck in your stomach more. Two. Suck in your stomach more. One. Change again. Come up. Take your time. Left leg down. Feet together. Stand tall. Standing bow pulling pose. Bring your right hand out in front of you, palm facing the ceiling. Reach out to the right. Grab your right ankle, holding from the inside, all five fingers together. Left arm stretches up in front of you, palm facing forward, arm touching with the ear. Try your best to keep the knees together in the setup. Let the right shoulder drop down and turn back.
Inhale, left arm stretches up. Try to touch the ceiling. Now begin. Charge your upper body forward on the left side. Simultaneously kick your right leg back and then up as hard as possible and without intermission. Charge forward all the way to the left. Fingertips try to touch the wall in front of you. At the same time, twist your upper body to the right so the right shoulder goes back and you kick up. The same effort that you're stretching forward, charging forward. Now, keeping the standing leg locked, bring your upper body down from the left hip joint until your abdomen is parallel to the floor. Make the stretching forward and kicking up equal, simultaneous, 50-50. Charge forward and kick. Body down and kick. Kick up a little harder right at the end. Change feet together. Giving that little squeeze. Second set, left hand up in front of you. Please turn it out. Grab the left ankle, holding from the inside. All five fingers together. Now the right arm slides up in front of you, palm facing forward. Bring the knees together. Let the left shoulder just drop down and turn a little bit behind you. Inhale, go up first. Try to touch the ceiling and charge forward on the right side. Simultaneously, kick. Push the left knee back and kick. Left thigh comes up. Keep kicking. Now take a nice deep breath. The entire right side of the body, I want you to stretch forward all the way from the pelvis to the fingertips, especially at the armpit tricep. Charge forward. At the same time, twist your upper body to the left. Good front shoulder, Amy. Left shoulder back, kick up, everybody. Now come down from the standing leg at the hip joint till the abdomen is parallel with the floor. This prepares you for balancing stick with the standing leg. Charge forward and kick, body down and kick. Everyone kick up one more time. Change again, feet together, arms down. Stand tall. Second set, right hand up and out. Grab the right ankle, and you can bring the left arm up in front of you. Palm facing forward, arm width or behind the ear. Just make sure you don't do a back bend in the setup. When you inhale, I want you to stretch up. Second your stomach, try to touch the ceiling. Now go for 20 counts, charge forward, 19, 18, 17. Keep the chin up, 16, 15, 14. Standing leg lock, 13, 12. Charge forward more, 11. Just a little more left arm ratio, 10, 9. Go and touch the wall, 8. That's it, 7. Go straight forward, 6. 5, Satori, nice kicking. 4, body down and kick. 3, right shoulder back and kick. 2, kick up a little harder. 1, change, please. Feet together, arms down. Very nice. Last one, left hand up and out. Grab the left ankle. Right arm slides up in front of you. Go ahead into the setup. Start with the knees together. Let the left shoulder drop down and turn back. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling first and begin, please. Charge forward and kick back. 20 counts, look forward, 19. 18, 17, take a deep breath, 16, 15, 14, body down, 13, 12, 11, another deep breath, 10, charge the upper body forward, 9, twist your upper body, Keith, 8, to your left, 7, 6, left shoulder back, 5, left rib cage back, 4, now kick for 3, keep kicking, 2, 1, change again, feet together, arms down. All right, it's going to move. It is going to move to a certain extent here. The things that are stiff. Now we are ready for balancing stick pose. Step to the back of your mat. Feet together nicely, toes and heels touching. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Step onto the right foot, lock both legs. You just stand here on one leg, back toes pointed. Take a deep breath, stretch up. Charge your upper body forward, come down, and left leg up. Until from the side, you look like a capital letter T. Chin forward, look forward at least 4 feet in front of you on the floor. Keep your arms up with the ears and try to touch the wall in front of you. Natural human traction. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet together, reset, arms glued with your ears, chin up. Take a deep breath, step forward onto the left foot, lock both legs, point the toes. Thank you, Ina, I got your message. Come down, leg up. You could wait and join us on the floor, Ina, if you'd like to, okay? Or do very minimal amounts, minimal amounts of one set of the posture as an option. Come down, leg up, body down, leg up. Stretch forward, chin forward, look forward. Try to touch the wall in front of you. Inhale, breathing, come back up, feet together. Take a deep breath and arms down to the sides. Stand tall. It is an interesting experience to, you know, come into class or start class and be like, oh my gosh, I feel like crap today. Okay, this has happened to me many times, and there are ways to deal with it. One of the ways, when we're in the hot room, we just sit there. So you know what you're doing, just sitting there listening, that's what we would do here. And I don't mind if your camera's on or off, whatever you need to do right now, but sitting the whole 90 minutes or lying down for the half, second half of the class, that is like the best protocol, right? Just be here with us, be here with your breathing. And you know, in 10 minutes you might feel, hey, you know what, I could do a little bit of triangle or something. And then you try, now maybe that'll knock you down again. I've had classes where I tried 10 times to stand up and I was like, oh, I guess not. Okay, so it's part of this whole process of doing what we need in the moment, what's possible in the moment. I guess it's time for second set, balancing stick, is this correct? Yes, arms over the head, all right, interlace the fingers, point your fingers up. Stand on your right foot, please lock both legs left, toes pointed, come down, leg up. Now, keep the body weight forward towards the toes, so you truly are charging forward. Yes, holding the stomach in for 5, 4, 3, left toes reach back, 2, towards the back wall, 1. Inhale, come up, it's a good one. Stand on the left foot, lock both legs. Chin up, arms back, inhale, come down, right leg up. Can you straighten the back leg anymore, even if it doesn't go as high? Okay, Sadrina, charge forward, go forward. I'm almost falling forward, there you go. That's it, now straighten the back leg. Push the toes towards the back wall, stretch, and stretch, one more time, stretch. Inhale, come up, yes, good one. Yep, and you touch, yes, exactly right. Feet together, arms onto the side. Some people, we have furniture out there that can actually catch us. It's a little side bonus. All right, standing, except for like stretching poses. Next, step to the left side of the mat. Or turn on your mat if you need to, please. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Right foot step out to the right, a nice big step. Arms down immediately, parallel to the floor, palms facing down. Keep your heels in one line, feet slightly turned in, legs locked throughout the posture. Now take a deep breath, stretch up, and then forward, please. Go ahead, start the posture, look forward. Chin forward. Arms out, stretched. And you can't go any further. Put your hands to the soles of the feet and grab your heels from the outside. If you can't reach their hands on the floor in front of you, then little by little, you start with fingertips underneath the toes, then underneath the outsides of the feet, then underneath the outside of the heels. It is all the posture. It all counts. It is all beneficial. And something life-wise, livingness-wise, is definitely happening in all phases. Now, if you have the heels, make sure kneecaps are lifted, legs locked. Pull on your heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor. And hold it completely still. Now, arms out sideways, head up, slowly come up. Reach up. Once you're upright again, inhale, right foot back to the place, arms over your head, arms down to the side. This is the first time I've stood up to teach in a really long time. I'm really fidgety, I'm kind of like pacing. I need to recreate my old habits, get my good habits back. Second set, arms over the head, sideways, hands, palms together. But I'm also dealing with the monitor thing. There's some technology. Right foot step out to the right, a big step. If I step back, I can see you all better, okay. So this is all testing, right? We're all modifying this all the time. Lock the legs, stretch up, and come forward. So this is going to be my zone when I've got people in here in a few days. I'm going to need some room to stand back. So I'm learning. Thank you for helping me learn. Now, once you're all the way down there, grab the heels, pull on the heels, or you maybe don't go that far. Hands on the floor is fine. Roll forward, though. Keep the body weight to the toes, kneecaps lifted. These look good. Once you have the heels, even once you have the fingers underneath the toes, you can push the fingers, specifically fingernails and first knuckles, down. Stretch the body down. Now, if you've got the heels, you bend your elbows. Elbows, in time, will touch the shins. Forehead touches the floor right between your feet. Arms out sideways, please. Head up. You can come up as slowly as you need to. After what you just did the last 15 minutes, take it easy coming out of that one. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head. Arms down to the side. So much of how you feel right now isn't just because of standing leg separate, or standing separate leg stretching. It's because of those three balancing postures you did and standing separate leg stretching. All of it is creating this particular living system right now in you. All of it. All right. Triangle posture. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to the right, a big step. Arms down immediately, parallel to the floor, palms face down. Make sure your heels are in one line. Take a deep breath, push the hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the center of the chest, turn your right foot all the way out to the right until the foot is parallel to the front edge of the mat, and then you can sit down, please, keeping the spine straight as possible in the middle. Hips forward, arms back. Take a deep breath, move your upper body, tilt to the right. Right arm down, left arm up, push your right knee back towards the wall behind you with the help of the right arm, and sit down, try to touch the toes. Just make sure the elbow does not go below the knee. So upper body up a little more. That's it, Rachel. Keep lifting. Hoist the upper body up one more inch, and then drop the hips down and forward. In time, you will touch the toes. Everyone keep the left leg locked, left foot flat on the floor. Inhale, breathing. Come up, please. Right toes turn forward. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward as much as you can, arms back. Inhale, lift up the chest. Turn your left toes all the way out. As soon as the foot is turned, you can sit down until the thighs parallel to the floor. Make sure the heels have stayed in one line. One more, hips forward, arms back. Tilt your upper body to the left. Left arm down, right arm up. Upper body stays lifted enough so that your right leg is a straight line, right? And you continue the straight line of the right leg all the way up to the right arm. And so upper body stays lifted. Now sit down a little more. Can you get the hips down, Robin, a little bit lower? You might need a slightly shorter step. It just looks a little bit too wide. I want the shin bone kind of going vertical so you can push the left foot firmly and straight down towards the floor. Now turn and twist. That's better. Chin to the right shoulder. Sit down, everybody. Try to touch your toes. Nice one. Keep the nail breathing. Come up. Stop in the middle. Left toes turn in. Feet back to the place. Arms over the head. Arms out to the side. Still, Rama, you can go a little bit shorter between the feet. Okay, so this lower leg is straight up and down. This is for everybody. If I see your lower leg kind of out at this angle, I'm going to say either sit down more or take a shorter step for now until you can sit down more. Okay, then you'll have good, strong lower leg on the bent leg. Second set. Let's try it. Arms over the head. Right foot step out to the right, a big step. Go ahead, arms down parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath, exaggerate the hips forward a little bit, arms back. Inhale, chest lifts up, turn your right foot all the way out. Sit down all the way, keeping the spine upright as possible. That looks good on this side. Now, palms forward, chin to your left shoulder, begin. Push the chin with your shoulder. Right arm down, left arm up. Keep sitting down. That's it, Kevin. The outer left hip, outer left thigh contract. Drop down and push forward. The upper body turn and twist back more. As you're pushing the right knee back, bring the right chest, right rib cage, right armpit forward. Top arm stretches up, chin to the left a little bit more. Sit down, everyone. Try to touch your toes. These are good. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Good adjustments. Last one. Do we have any birthdays today? No, I didn't ask. Okay. Take a deep breath. Push the hips forward, arms back. Lift up the chest. Turn your left toes all the way out, please. Sit down until the left thigh is parallel to the floor. Make sure, yeah, that's good, Robin. Now just make sure you push the heel down. Don't let the weight go to the toes, okay? Push heel down, palms forward, chin to the right shoulder. Go ahead, tilt your upper body. That looks better. The trick, though, is as you can sit down more, Robin, now that looks like a good step. As you sit down just a little more, it's going to be perfectly vertical. Push the left heel down. Get the outer right hip and thigh strong, contracted, and drop it down, push it forward. Now turn your head, Keith. That's a good lower body. Turn your head, chin to the right shoulder. As you're pushing the left knee back, bring the left chest, ribcage, armpit forward, opening the chest and twisting. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Stop in the middle. All right, left toes turn in. Feet back to the place, arms over the head. Arms down to the side. Standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Just cross your thumbs, please. Right foot step out 3 foot minimum and go for 3.5 feet in time. Now take a deep breath. Lift your toes to turn on the heels 90 degrees to the right. Back foot in 45 degrees, left hip forward. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin, please. Tuck your chin to the chest. Look at your stomach or chest. Exhale. Go down front side. Touch your forehead to the right knee. If you can't get the head to the knee, first of all, tuck your chin more, suck in your stomach a little more, and then if needed, you can bend the right knee until it touches the forehead. Stretch your hands forward beyond the toes, wrists and elbows straight. Push your fingers into the floor. to help get the front knee locked. So the arms end up pressing the head into the leg, increasing the compression. Throughout the posture, keep the back leg locked, back heel flat on the floor. Keeping the chin tucked and stomach in, straighten the front knee. Inhale, slowly come up. Once you're all the way up, turn and face the front. For the second part of the turn, try to do it on the heels. So the heels are planted. Turn and face the left side. Now, right hip forward, right toes in 45 degrees. On your inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, please. Tuck your chin to the chest. Look at the chest or abdomen, suck in your stomach, bring the forehead to the left knee. Once you get down there, if the knee and forehead aren't together, bend the knee up a little bit. But make sure your chin to chest effort is maximum. Still got to be able to breathe smoothly, but you should feel some slightly uncomfortable compression in the throat when you start this out. There's also extension of the kidneys and adrenal gland, compression of the pancreas. Just imagining all that improved nutrition, removal of waste product to these tissues. Keeping the chin tucked, lock the front leg. Inhale, slowly come up. Take your time standing. And once you're all the way up, turn and face the front. Right foot back to the left, and arms down to the side. Second set, begin. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together, just cross the thumbs, right foot step out, please. 3 to 3.5 feet. You can try a slightly wider step. Now, lean back onto the heels, inhale, lift the toes and turn. Nice one, Amy, very good control. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, look at the chest or stomach, go down slowly. With control of each movement. Now, one day you'll be able to move more quickly with control of each movement. That's fine if you can do it. Bend the front knee when needed. Back leg stays locked. Suck in your stomach. That's a good rounding of the spine, Cheryl. Suck in your stomach. Yeah, now back leg is locking. Back heel pressing to the floor, everybody. Without separating the knee from the forehead yet, see if you can push your knee a little straighter. Still, there you go, Rachel, still with the forehead. Now, very end, lock the leg all the way and come up. So both legs are locked most of the way into and out of the posture. Once you're all the way back up, turn and face the front. Try to keep the heels in one spot and turn on your heels to the left. Tuck your chin to the chest, begin. Look at the stomach, or look up at the upper ribs if you can see them, fine. The higher, the better. Forehead to the left knee. You can bend the knee up a little bit, stretch the hands forward beyond the toes. There's such a major cleaning or filtering process I experience in this class, and I know that many people feel it. So depending on our chemistry of our blood, we're going to feel different in the class depending on what we are digesting from yesterday, food-wise or stress-wise. Class is helping us process this, and sometimes class itself, we don't feel that good when it's happening, but as long as you can try, breathe, the process is working. All right, keeping the chin tucked, lock the front leg, inhale. Slowly come back up, right hip stays forward, all the way back to standing. And once you're up, turn and face the front where you started. Right foot back to the left, arms down to the side. Stand tall, just take a moment. All right, tree poses. Next, come back to where you started. Toes and heels together in the middle of your mat. Grab your right foot, bring your heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the right hand and grab underneath at the toes with the left hand. Once you can get the heel all the way to the top of the left thigh, then very slowly, gently bring the right knee down and back. To get two knees in one line from the side, push the hips a little forward. So from the side view, you're trying to get everything in one line, just like half moon pose and just like tree pose. So don't force the knee, but in time, the knee may be able to come back with the rest of the body. Now, suck in your stomach, stretch your entire spine up towards the ceiling, helping to get even more straight line from the side. If the foot doesn't slip, you can bring the right hand up in front of the chest. If you have to stick your backside behind you, continue please to hold on to the foot. But if the foot doesn't slide and you can stand up straight, then you can bring the left hand up, palms together, right in front of the chest. Change, please. Right foot gently down, right next to the left foot. Inhale, breathing, left leg lift up. Grab the front of the ankle with your left hand, underneath at the toes with your right, and bring the heel as high as it will go on the right thigh, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Once the heel's all the way up there, very slowly, gently, bring the left knee down and back, and hips forward. Standing leg locked, suck in your stomach, stretch your entire spine, center of the chest and top of the head up towards the ceiling. The left hand can come up in front of the chest. Keep the shoulders down. Depression of the abdominal wall, standing leg locked. If the foot doesn't slide, you can bring the right hand up, palms together. Otherwise, please hold the foot a little bit longer. Change, please. Bring the left foot down, arms down to the sides. Toe stand is next. Right heel up, bring the heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Now, if it stays comfortably in the top 5 to 6 inches of your thigh, look at the floor 4 or 5 feet in front of you. Slowly bring your upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight on the way down until you touch the floor with the fingertips. Then shift your body weight to the fingertips. Lower the hips down towards your heel. If you can sit all the way down, bring your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to your left, right knee down to get 2 knees in one line parallel to the floor. From here, you inhale, stretch your entire spine, center of the chest, top of the head up towards the ceiling, keeping the shoulders relaxed. Very nice straight spine ratio. When you can balance here with the spine straight, bring your left hand up in front of the chest. Keep the stomach in, and if you still can balance, bring the right hand up. Press the knees down, chest up, hold your stomach in. Hands to the floor in front of you, push your hips up slowly, please. Stand back up in tree pose. Tree pose, please change. Right foot down, arms down. Left leg lift up, bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of the ankle, go ahead, into toe stand if the heel stays in the top 6 inches of the thigh. Look at the floor, come forward. You can still work on the tree pose, grabbing with both feet if you need to. Now if you can touch the floor, shift your body weight to the fingertips, lower the hips down towards your heel. Arms to the sides of the body. Right next to your hips, not in front, not behind. Straight down from the shoulders, not in front, not behind. Now left toes point to your right, left knee down. And in time, you inhale, push both knees down, breastbone up. Hold the stomach in. Right hand in front of the chest. Left hand in front of the chest, palms together. Hands to the floor, please, in front of you, toes stand. Push your hips back up. Stand up in tree pose. Tree pose, please finish. And change again. Left foot down, arms out to the sides. Excellent, everybody. Next is Savasana. Please turn around. Relax on your back. Adjust your cameras if you need to. Start with your heels together. Arms down to the sides. Just give me one moment. I'm not going anywhere. You just won't see me for a second. I have to make some adjustments. So start your Savasana. Heels touching each other side by side. Arms down next to the sides of the body. Start with the palms up. Inhale and exhale by the nose. Concentrate on your breathing. Complete relaxation of your abdominal wall. Oh, thank you for the feedback. That's good to know, Resham. Yeah. This room is very echoey, which is really good when you're in the room, because I don't have to shout. There's good projection, but let me... My original solution was to wear that headset. I got the nicest Bluetooth headset you can get, but then people said, oh, the sound's not as good. Your voice isn't as clear when you use the headset. So I'm not sure what the answer is here. It was solved before by being very close to the computer, but right now I am going to be teaching one set to the people in the room and one set to you guys.
So we'll just see. Maybe I will have to use the headset, and it just won't be as beautiful sounding out there. I'm not sure. Sorry, Kevin, did you have a question?
I just want to say it's fine with me.
What is fine with you? The sound right now, or if I have to use the headset?
The sound right now. It's better. It's good.
Okay, it's good to know. I like everyone's feedback. Some people, it might be a little more echoey, and some people, yeah, I'm happy to hear everything, and then I'll just make my best decision based on that. All right. But thank you, Rachel. Thank you for telling me. All right.
Well,
yeah, Kevin, anything else?
Yeah, when you have bodies in the room, that will go away.
That's true, but I'm not going to have that many bodies in the room. You're right, though. You're absolutely right. When I have a crowded class in here, they absorb. They are absorbent. All right, let's start winter moving pose, everybody. Right leg lift up. Interlace all 10 fingers. Grab your leg exactly 2 inches below the knee, thumbs included. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, avoiding the ribcage, elbows in close to the sides of the body. If the left calf muscle is not on the floor, flex your left foot back from the ankle. Now, slowly bring the chin down towards your chest. Look down the center line of the body so the back of the neck flattens to the floor. Pull a little harder, as long as there's no sharp pain or pinch in the hip joint. Hold it. Change, right leg lower down, arms down for just a moment. Left leg lift up, interlace your fingers, cross your thumbs. Grab the leg 2 inches below your knee. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder, avoiding the ribcage. Keep your elbows in close to the sides of the body. Slowly bring the chin down towards your chest. So the back of the neck is eventually flat on the floor. Right leg calf muscle, if that's not touching, flex the right foot, but keep the left foot relaxed completely and pull the knee down towards your shoulder. Change, left leg lower down, arms down for a moment. Now immediately both knees up, grab for your elbows, each other a couple of inches below the knees. Get a nice tight grip. Compact position, feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. Head on the floor, chin down as much as possible towards the chest to get the back of your neck eventually flat on the floor. Now suck in your stomach a little bit. See if you can press the abdomen down. Take a few breaths in and out by the nose, feet relaxed, and shoulders away from your ears. Change, arms and legs down. Start again with the heels together, arms down to the sides. Inhale, breathing. Slowly exhale by the nose. Let everything settle. Completing each posture with each rest that follows the posture. Second set, right leg lift up, interlace your fingers. Please grab 2 inches below the knee. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Elbows in close, chin down towards the chest. And now you can be in the posture with more stillness for more time in the second set. This is one of the most important aspects of the second set. First set is introducing to your system, hey, this is what we're going to do. Get used to it, because we're going to do it. Get ready. Now we're doing it. Chin tucked, pull, absolutely freeze. Change, right leg lower down, arms down. Left leg lift up, go ahead please. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. Chin down towards the chest, elbows in close to the sides of the body. Shoulders away from the ears a little bit. Now you just become, this sounds kind of cheesy new age, become the posture. You are the posture. Because the most important thing in your life is your life, and you are right now alive doing wind removing pose, and that is the most important thing. None of the thoughts, none of the social interactions, none of the anything, just your life. You are the posture. Change again, left leg lower down, arms down. All the personality stuff set to the side. Both legs lift up, grab for your elbows each other. A couple of inches below the knees, nice tight grip, compact. I was sensing in the practice this morning for myself, if this yoga class is a cleaning filter, it's trying to just have us, be have our life alive in the posture and let everything else sift out, right? Sort out, filter out, clean out. Now slowly bring the chin down. See if you can relax the legs anymore.
total spine eventually flat on the floor. Change arms and legs down. And so in this kind of sorting, cleaning process, every time you get in the room, you prioritize, okay, my life is my livingness, my aliveness. This is the most important thing, right? For me to take care of myself right now. And I'll take care of everything else. You're not neglecting everything else around you when you take care of your life. In fact, you're making it more possible and giving yourself more strength to take care of the rest of your life when you take care of your actual life, right? All those other things. Of course, they're part. You don't need to give those all up. But in the moment of practice, you temporarily give them up. You give up their importance so that you can be experiencing your aliveness and taking care of your aliveness by doing the postures. All right, let's do a sit-up. Legs and feet together, arms over your head, cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing. Double jerk, head to the knees. All right, cobra pose, turn around, please lie down on your abdomen. Hands underneath the chest. Middle fingertips in line with the tops of the shoulders, no higher. Pinky fingers in line with the outsides of the shoulders or deltoids. Glue the hands, palms firmly down to the floor. No space between the fingers, no gap underneath hands, palms. Legs together, feet on the floor. Make sure hands, feet, and pelvis do not move. Take a deep breath, lift your upper body up using 100% back strength. Keep all the fingers pressing down, no gaps underneath. Now come up halfway so that the belly button touches the floor, but the rest of your upper body is in the air. Lift the chin up, lift your chest up. Now elbows in close to the sides of the body. Stretch your elbows down and back towards the hips to drop the shoulders down. Come up a little more, neck, collarbones, and chin up. Change. Bring the chin to the floor. These look good, everyone. Once the chin is down, straighten your arms. Bring them next to you and then turn your head to the right. Everything completely relax. And I've experienced when you really, truly, when your practice and your aliveness in your practice is the most important thing, you are going to separate from some of your thoughts and some of your thought patterns and sometimes even some personality patterns that formerly were stuck to you or you were stuck to them, whatever. And there's no blame involved. You are just stuck together. And then yoga is helping you unstick. And so the thought pattern can stay outside for some time. And you can be free of it. Now, if it's helping you and you need it for life, then you can use it, but you'd be using it deliberately. So you let yourself unstick. It's like the opposite of a magnet. Just let it separate. Picturing a water filter of some kind. All right, hands underneath the chest. All 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. Second set, cobra pose. Glue the hands, palms firmly to the floor, legs contracted, hips contracted. Inhale, breathing, look up and lift up again. Push your hands down. You are using your arms in a certain way. It's not a push-up because you're not straightening the arms, but you are pushing the palms down and you are coming up. So it's just a special kind of push-up. Inhale, lift the chin up. Look for the wall behind you. Bring the back of the head towards your low spine. A little bit higher, Keith. Push the palms down and lift and keep lifting. Change again. Bring the chin to the floor. These all look very good. Arms down next to the sides. Turn your head to the left. Locust pose is next. Turn your hands over, palms down. Bring your arms underneath the body until the pinky fingers are touching each other side by side. The fingers themselves on each hand spread apart wide. Chin on the floor, neck flat as possible. Look forward, please. Lock your right leg, point the toes, right leg lift up. Come up, please, to a 45-degree angle, half of 90. Knee straight, toes pointed. Looks good, Cheryl. Push all of the fingers down. In time, you're going to push the entire front surface of the arms all the way up to shoulders and collarbone down to the floor. Right leg lower down, please relax it. Lock the left leg, point the toes, left leg lift up. Push your hands down. Use your pressure. I know you can't do a lot with your arms. They're shoved underneath you, but you can do something important. You can push the fingertips down, eventually all the way up to shoulders, collarbone, and neck will press to the floor. Change again, left leg lower down. Now turn your head in, mouth on the towel, readjust the hands, palms a little bit, grab the floor again. with the fingertips. Now inhale, breathing both legs lift up. Come on up without bending your knees. Everybody lift up. Good start, Lindsay. Push the hands down. Bring the legs up. Push your arms down. Squeeze the legs together and lift up for three. A little bit higher. Two. Come all the way up. One. Lower the legs. Release the arms. Lastly, turn your head to the right. Now, big toes touch each other. It's a simple thing when you're in the present moment to do something like big toes together. But if you do the posture and then you start processing the rest of your day, it's kind of a big deal, and sometimes you can't put your big toes together. It's weird like that. So you can observe for yourself, what are you getting involved in when you're in your yoga practice? What are you choosing to get involved in when you're doing your yoga practice? Second set, turn your hands over, palms down. Bring your arms underneath the body, pinky fingers touching side by side. Just flip the hands. See if they'll get any closer to each other in the second set. You don't know in advance. You just don't know, okay? Chin on the floor. Lock the right leg, lift up for 10 counts. Begin. 9, 8, knees straight. 7, 6, push the hands down. 5, 4, lift up. 3, 2, 1, right leg down. One more chin forward, push the hands down so the weight comes forward, left leg, lift up, 10 counts, 9, 8, knees straight, 7, 6, push the hands down, 5, 4, lifting up the leg, 3, 2, 1, left leg down. Now turn your head in, readjust for a moment, mouth on the towel, hands scoot a little closer to each other, or closer to your feet. All right, now make sure you do not turn the head. Inhale, breathing both legs. Everybody lift up for 10 counts. Go up. 9, 8, 7. Inhale, 6. Inhale, 5. Legs up. 4, 3. Even the hips are going to come up. 1. Lower the legs. Then take your arms out. And the last thing you do is turn your head just on its own to the left. Big toes. Bring them together. Concentrate on your breathing in and then out again. Full locust pose. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides like airplane wings. All five fingers together in each hand. Thumbs with the index fingers. Legs and feet together just like cobra. Cobra pose. You have one leg. Don't open it. Take a deep breath. Lift everything. Arms, head, chest, and legs. Lift up until only your hip bones are touching the floor. So the arms, head, chest, lift. Bring your legs up as high as you can so you feel less and less of your thighs in contact with the floor. Now when you inhale, push the hands, fingertips out, left and right, away from the chest. Lift up the chest, lift up the chin, lift up your legs, and then exhale, come up everywhere once more. Change, please. Hands, chin, and feet touch the floor. Bring your arms down next to you, turn your head to the right. Completely relax. Second set, chin on the floor, arms out to the sides again, all five fingers together. Legs together, squeeze them in, don't let them separate. Reach out with the arms. Inhale, breathing, lift up. Go ahead, please. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. See if you can go up a little higher, and then figure out the breathing up there. You may have to inhale frequently. Inhale, come up. Inhale, legs up. Inhale, reach out to the sides. Now hold here for 5, breathing smoothly, 4, 3, take a deep breath, 2, exhale, come all the way up, 1, and then down. Bring the arms down next to you, turn your head to the left. Ah, so nice. Doesn't it feel good to leave a posture? But that feeling good from leaving the posture is because you, yes, just like, yes. The funny thing is it feels so good to leave the posture because you did the posture. So we also have to kind of thank the posture in the moment, even though sometimes we're like, oh God, this one, oh no, right? That is a mindset we might have, a thought we might have about the posture. But that feeling amazing of leaving the posture, give credit to the posture, right? Maybe while you're doing the posture, say, okay, posture, I know this is a challenge, but thank you, because I know what it's doing for me. In just 10 seconds from now, bow posture, chin on the floor, Bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside just below the toes, all five fingers together on each hand, thumbs with your index fingers. Knees 6 inches apart, feet 6 inches apart. Take a nice deep breath, kick both legs up. Go ahead, please. Both knees, both thighs, both feet and hands go all the way up. Kick continuously. Don't stop kicking. Roll forward or stay forward on your abdomen. So eventually your balance right there between the pelvis and the lowest rib on the soft part of the abdomen. Kick up more. Now bring the knees just a half inch closer to each other. Your kicking up will pull the hands up, so let the shoulders and chest stretch. Kick up once more at the end. Slowly come down, knees and chin to the floor. Bring your arms down. Turn your head to the right side. Completely relax. So instead of maybe dreading it while we're doing it and then being glad about it, we can say, okay, you know what? This isn't so bad. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside just below the toes. I mean, this is coming from someone, meaning me, who dreaded the entire 90 minutes, okay, for a while, for a long time. Grab the feet, probably a couple of years. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so hard. But I felt good after. All right, grab the feet, take a deep breath, kick up and look up. At a certain point, though, you realize, you know what, I'm wasting my energy by dreading this posture right now. It doesn't help anything. So let me just inhale and be okay with however high I go, with whatever I can see up there, with whatever my body lets me do. I'm just happy to be doing bow posture because I know what it's doing for me. Kick up and look up, eyes up, chin up, knees up, ribs up. Change again, come down. Knees and chin on the floor, bring the arms down, turn your head to the left. And I don't mean any kind of extra super, you know, fake positive, right, layering over something. I just mean, what's the reality right now when you try class or when you try a posture? One thing is we actually can try it. If we're ever stuck in a situation where we can't do class, we'll be the happiest clams ever just to be able to try Half Moon Pose. It's all these shifts in perspective you can get. All right, fixed firm pose, come up to the top of the mat. Sit on your heels, knees, and feet together. And sometimes going through that very challenging situation makes us appreciate it. It forces it. But you can also choose it. All right, lift your hips up a little bit, separate your feet, lower your hips towards the floor. If you can get your hips to the floor between the heels, then you can start to go back. Hands on the soles of the feet, thumbs on the inside. Lean back onto your elbows one at a time. Then bring the head, the back of the head, eventually shoulders and whole upper body relax on the floor. Then arms over your head. Grab your elbows each other. Pull the forearms into the ground. Chin down towards the chest. Lift your chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling, creating a perfect human bridge. Backward bend underneath the lower spine and middle spine. Bring your hands back to the soles of the feet with help of the elbows. Come back up onto the hands. Spine straight in the middle. Chin down last. Turn around. Please relax on your back. Legs together. Feet flexed. Arms over the head. Take a deep breath and hold it. Sit up. Please grab the toes. Exhale. Head to the knees. All right, second set, start again, top of the mat, please, sitting on your heels. And then you can just start. That's just a brief warm-up to make sure the ankles, knees, and feet are ready for a deeper knee bend. Now then, you sit between the heels, hands to the feet, elbows to the floor, head and then shoulders down. You grab the elbows over the chest, and then both arms can come over the head together. That's a little refined movement you can work on. Tuck your chin, lift the chest up. Melissa looks good. Now, if the knees are fine, they don't pinch or hurt you right now, you can bring the knees together. Just make sure the knees never come up off of the floor. Hands to the feet. One day, Lindsay, you're not going to even use the elbows. You're just going to go straight from hands to the feet up onto the hands, using your back strength to get out of it. I'm not saying you must do this today, but it will be there one day. Turn around, relax on your back. Good times, huh? All right. Legs together, feet flexed, arms over the head. Take a deep breath and hold it. Sit up again, please grab the toes. Exhale as you're bringing the head to the knees. Next is half tortoise pose. Sit down on your heels, knees, and feet together. No gap underneath the ankles. Spine straight in the middle. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Everybody, chin up. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Push the hips down to the heels once more and begin, please. Bring your upper body forward. Touch the floor in front of you with the forehead and the side edge of your fingers. Or if the head doesn't touch, then maybe it's just the side of the fingers. It's a good start. When you inhale, arms slide forward, shoulder blade, scapula coming forward out of the body. Press the palms together, lift your wrists up a little bit. There you go, Robin. Wrists up, fingers, there you go. Now slide the hands forward once more to move the shoulders. Excellent, forward. Inhale, breathing, arms and head come up, everybody. Try to keep the hips on the heels. Arms down to the sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Legs together, feet flexed, arms over the head. Take a deep breath and hold it. Sit up, please grab the toes. Exhale, double jerk, head to the knees. Second set. Sit on the heels, back of the mat, please. Knees and feet together. No gap underneath the ankles. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, palms pressed together. Inhale, reach up and down at the same time. You have natural human traction, come forward. So push the hips down, stomach in. Reach out with the hands, palms together. Nice job, very good. Excellent. Now, from the lower spine to the fingertips, you create the most possible length. So you have an internal tractioning using your own strength. While you're doing this, take a couple of deep breaths, holding the stomach in. So you have the stretching forward, you have the stomach in, you have a deep inhale, expanding the ribcage differently, using more of the lungs than otherwise. Arms and head together. Inhale, breathing, come up, please. Try to keep the hips down on the heels. Arms down to the sides. Inhale, turn around. Exhale, relax on your back. Legs together. Flex your feet. Arms overhead. Take a deep breath and hold it. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Exhale. Head to the knees. Camel posture is next. Please stand up on your knees at the top of your mat. 6 inches between your knees, 6 inches between your feet. Put your hands on your hips or lower spine, fingers pointing down. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward. Lift the chin and chest up. Start your back bend, please. Bend as much of your spine as you can. Look for the wall behind you. Look for the floor behind you. When you're back halfway and you can't bend the spine anymore and you're breathing normally, then right hand down, grab the right heel. Thumb on the outside, four fingers inside. Left hand down, full palm grip on the left heel. Thumb outside, four fingers inside. Take a deep breath. See if you can push your hips forward. It's fine that your hands are up, but push your hips forward and push your feet down so that you can be very stable and just let the backward bend open the front side of your body. One at a time, bring the hands back up to the hips. Inhale, push your hips forward, chest up, straighten up in the middle, chin down. Excellent. Please turn around. Relax on your back. Heels together, palms up. Inhale and exhale. Legs together, feet flexed, arms overhead. Inhale, breathing, hold it. Sit up again, grab the toes. Exhale, double jerk, head to the knees. Second set, camel posture is actual camel posture. Such a good piece of news. Stand up on the knees, hands on the lower spine. Take a deep breath. Knees and feet pressed down, push the hips forward. Inhale, lift the torso up, drop your head back. So you have the whole body involved in camel pose. It's not just your spine. It's your face and it's your eyes, it's your feet, it's your knees. It's the thighs, it's the hips. You may go ahead and grab the heels one at a time. The entire body, not only the spine, is in a backward bend. One day in camel pose, not now, one day in camel pose, you put your face on the soles of your feet, so clearly the whole body is stretching. And this is plenty right now. Exhale, push hips forward, push the thighs forward, push the stomach forward. Good, Keith, pushing everything forward. Now one hand at a time comes up. Inhale, push the hips forward, chest up, straighten up the spine. Very nice. Turn around, relax on your back. Legs together, feet flexed, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. Rabbit posture is next, sit down on your heels, knees and feet together. Grab the soles of your feet, heels is fine, or middle of the sole of the foot is later. Thumbs on the outside of the grip, now tuck your chin to the chest, look at your stomach, exhale, go down front side, touch your forehead to the knees. Automatically, the top flat part of your head comes to the floor. Then exhale, roll forward, lift your hips up. Roll forward like a wheel. Arms and elbows straighten out. And walk your knees right, left towards the forehead, one by one, and then hold it. Push your feet down, just very good grip, that's excellent. Everything, strong grip, push the feet down, now squeeze your heels in towards each other, and bring the shoulders up from the floor, just a tiny bit stomach in. Change, please, lower the hips down, inhale, breathing. Come back up, release your grip, inhale, turn around, exhale, relax on your back. Legs together, flex your feet. Arms over the head. Inhale, hold it. Sit up, please. Strong exhales on the way down to the knees. All right, second set, sit on your heels. Grab the soles of the feet. Stretch the spine upward and begin. Please tuck your chin to the chest. Look at the stomach. Exhale, round the spine, forehead to the knees. As soon as your head is down, you can lift your hips up. You don't have to wait, all right? Because ultimately, it's all one thing. You roll down, lift up the hips, all as one action. Press the feet and ankles down. Suck in your stomach. The hips and abdomen are lifting up, away from the feet, away from the knees, and away from the head. As long as there's a maximum of 30% of the weight on the head, no more than that, you do have some pressure underneath the head. It's okay. Heels in, Keith, a little more. Suck in your stomach, roll forward, everybody. Change again. Lower the hips down, inhale, breathing, come up. Release your grip, turn around, relax on your back. Legs together, flex your feet, arms overhead. Inhale, hold it in, sit up. Strong, forceful, complete exhale on the way to the knees. Head to knee pose is next. Please sit facing forward, right leg out. Bend your left knee, create pressure between the sole of your left foot and the inner right thigh. Arms over the head. Only turn the upper body, so keep the hips facing forward. Just turn your upper body to the right, grab your right foot. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle so the heel comes off the floor in the air. Tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, and touch your forehead on the right knee. If you can't get the head to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit. Push your knee down once the forehead is with the knee. But make sure the knee does not go away from the forehead. Now just roll in a little bit to get the left shoulder down. Two shoulders in one line. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, left leg out, right leg in. Make sure a maximum of 90 degrees between the legs. Turn only the upper body to the left, grab your left foot. So the right hip stays back, make sure it doesn't turn with the upper body. Grab the foot, pull the toes. Tuck your chin to the chest, stomach in, forehead to the left knee. Once you have the forehead with the knee, push your knee down with the forehead. Roll into the right a little bit, right shoulder down, only enough to get two shoulders in one line. Suck in your stomach, push the knee down with your forehead. Inhale, breathing, come up. Bring the legs straight out in front of you and lie back for your sit-up, please. As soon as the arms touch the floor, you inhale. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing. Now grab the big toes. You can do the walking back while grabbing the big toes. Right, left, travel backwards. Feet flexed. All 10 toes turning back. That's it. Now, look forward, chest up. Take a deep breath. Keep the feet. Hold back, flex back, turn back, and then push your knees down. Now, if your legs are locked already, make sure you can keep contraction on the tops of your thighs. Then stretch your upper body forward from the lower spine. If the legs aren't straight yet, just pull on the toes, flex the feet back, suck in your stomach, and push the knees down as much as they will go. Upper body slides forward on the exhale, elbows forward, breastbone forward, look forward. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Legs together, feet flex, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing, hold it in. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale. Forceful, strong exhale on the way down. Second set, head to knee with stretching. Right leg out, please, corner wise. Bend the left knee, push the foot and inner thigh against each other. You can push the thigh into the foot just like you can push the foot into the thigh. Arms over the head, twist your upper body to the right, grab your right foot. Pull the toes. Turn the toes back, chin to the chest, head to the knee. I want maximum compression of the throat. I, being your soft tissue of the throat, wants your chin to the chest. Your thyroid tissue says, hey, I want you. Chin to the chest. Do it. Push the knee down. I know you're working on it, Kevin. I'm not talking to you. Hold it. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Other side. Left leg out, right leg in. Turn your upper body to the left. Grab the left foot. Pull your toes back. Flex the foot from the ankle. Press the chin all the way to the chest. So you have not as easy a time of breathing. There's compression of the throat. But you learn how to breathe and you learn how to be calm when you have some compression. Push the knee down with your forehead. Push the knee down, the other knee down as well. Right knee down, both hips on the floor. Inhale, come up. Bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back for your sit-up. Take a deep breath and hold it. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Nice strong grip around each big toe. You can scoot back again a few times. Right, left, traveling backwards. Now, feet flexed all the way back, beyond perpendicular to the floor. Take a deep breath, chest up, stomach in, push the knees down. Once the legs are locked, upper body slides forward. It's really good stretching forward, Keith. The spine is very nice. Just keep the legs contracted. Pull your toes back, but the wrists and elbows come forward. The elbows press forward towards whatever your mirror is. The wrists press forward, but you pull the toes back. It's tricky, I know, but you can do it. Nice, Michelle. Very good arms. Now inhale, up high towards the collarbones. Exhale, one more. Stretch the body forward. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Legs are getting better, Keith. I'm watching. I see it. I know you can feel it. Legs together, feet flexed, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. Half spine twisting posture, sit up tall, please. Bend your left knee in front of you on the floor. Put your right foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee corner. Now the left toes point back. Make sure you're not sitting on your heel. Inhale, breathing, left arm up, try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over your right knee. Push your knee back, turn the hand over, palm down, grab your left knee if possible, and if not, you just lean down to the floor, grab the edge of the mat. Now right arm sweeps behind you, put your hand on your back, palm facing out. Inhale, lift up the chest, stomach, and turn your head to the right. Look beyond the right shoulder, chin to the right, without lifting or dropping the chin. Sit up as tall as you can. Inhale, breathing, chest up. It's not a lot of movement. It's very tiny things here, but exhale, suck in your stomach a little bit more. Twist and twist. Now untwist the head, undo the arms, please change, and switch your legs, right leg under. Put your left foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee, right toes pointing. Inhale, breathing, right arm up and over the left knee. Push your knee back, turn the hand over, palm down. If you cannot grab the right knee, just lean forward. Grab the floor, grab the edge of the mat. Left arm behind you, hand on your back, palm out. Inhale, lift the chest up, no twist. Turn your head to the left. Joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae, each twisting a little bit. All right, now lift the chest when you inhale. I know it's not a dramatic movement. Exhale, suck in your stomach and twist. Left shoulder back gently, twist once more to your left. Untwist the spine, undo the arms, and undo the legs. Relax on your back, everybody. Last sit up of the class. Legs together, feet flexed, arms over your head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, please. Now sit on your heels, knees and feet together, spine straight. We only exhale on this one, but we do it very fast, and then we immediately relax so that the inhale can happen automatically. So if you can see your abdomen in the mirror, that's helpful, so you get some visual feedback as well. Hands on the thighs, please. Lock your elbows. Let's begin, please. Exhale, 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 exhale. Belly goes in, in, and in, in, in. Immediately release it. The more you exhale, and the quicker you relax, you will automatically have a better inhale. A little stronger towards the end. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Everyone take a deep breath. Slowly exhale, breathing. Begin. Keep the chest lifted, shoulders down. Wow, Lucy is extra excited today. Now a little stronger, pull the belly in and out with a little more force on the in. Five, four, three, two, one. Outstanding practice, everybody. Wow, very nice. Michelle, turn around, please relax on your back. Take your Savasana for a couple of minutes minimum. You can separate your feet a little wider, separate your arms a little wider. Concentrate very deeply on your breathing. Because your breathing right now is your life. It always is, really. But when we take time away or take time apart to focus on our life by doing yoga, we realize, oh, wow, without this, I don't have a life. So let me just take 2 minutes and be completely focused on this thing, my life. Let yourself separate from habits of thought. Pick them up when you need to, on purpose. You can just be alive, be a living human, one breath at a time.